It's our favorite time of year again, Restaurant Week. So go ahead and grab your old fat pants because we know where to wear them. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, August 12th, which is also my birthday weekend. I'm Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is, I'm sure, very hungry Josh Rollerson.
Always hungry.
And I know always hungry is Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Never not hungry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Happy preemptive birthday.
Thank you.
I'm hungry for birthday cake.
Yeah.
So I'm also, you know, every year for my birthday, I always ask for just like a plain old Duncan Hines box birthday cake with the corresponding frosting and like a ton of sprinkles. There's tons of great bakeries, but I just don't love anything more than I love like a Duncan Hines box cake.
Where do you get that?
Right there with you.
Just like at the grocery store.
I've never heard of it.
You know, like the box cake mixes.
Oh, you want like someone to make you a cake?
Yeah.
Just
like, well, my mom always offers to make me one.
I know this debacle.
I always get asked for strawberry with strawberry frosting. Because it's like the most fake tasting, so it's my favorite.
Right.
But my mom always tries to like elevate it a little by putting fresh strawberries in it.
I don't have the heart
to tell her I really hate when she does that because she's doing it to be like nice and make it more special, which I appreciate. But at the same time, one, if you like don't put real food in it, it'll like never go bad. So you can keep eating that cake for like a while.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever.
It's a very practical consideration.
Yeah. And two, like I don't want anything of real substance in my like terrible box cake.
I think that's totally valid.
That is my really ungrateful sounding cake rant. Wow. You know what? Thank you, Mom, for making me a cake every year.
I hope she's not listening.
No, she doesn't.
Or maybe she's listening and she's like, okay, I really get it this time.
Like,
no fresh fruit.
You can pass that strawberry cake on to me. I'll be discreet about it. And I'll enjoy every bite.
I do always somehow eat it and manage to eat it.
Just get it without the, or get it in time for the non-expiration date or past the expiration date because then you might be eating some mold.
Or maybe just let it ferment and then it'll be like a strawberry wine.
Oh,
cake.
Yeah.
No, oh, my gosh.
That's very trendy right now, fermented foods.
Yeah, that's why I always make toilet wine.
Kombucha cake.
Oh, gosh. Wait, what?
Yeah, hold on.
Toilet wine?
What? What'd you guys say?
Ew.
I'm sorry. I just think the idea of toilet wine is hilarious.
What is it? Is that
like what people make in
prison thing, right?
It's like ketchup and like anything that you can find that'll ferment and has like sugar in it. And it's like
that's all kombucha is, I'm sure.
Oh,
I swear to God, it's just like, you know, when you go to recycle your empty soda cans, the liquid that collects in the bottom.
Ew.
I think that's all that kombucha is.
Kombucha is about that appetizing to me. So
yeah, I can't get into it. I'm sorry. There's just some fads that I am not hopping aboard that train, and kombucha is one of them.
My wife's big into it. We've got a little batch brewing in the cupboard. Oh, right now.
Do you drink it? Do you enjoy it?
Not really.
Is it more like
I mean, I'll drink it. It's fine.
Support her.
But it's very expensive if you're buying it. So we had to go homebrew.
So wait, how do you make it?
You have to get a culture from somebody, or you can buy them at the co-op, and then it sits in a solution, and you have to like periodically add vinegar to the seal so that it doesn't get like infected and stuff.
Okay.
And then it's tea, I think. I don't know. I didn't make it. I'm just observing from
a
distance.
This all sounds
skeptically.
Well. Speaking of other fascinating things, it's Restaurant Week, which is
oh, thank God,
my favorite time of year.
Yeah, where you get to enjoy food at a discounted price.
Basically, yeah, this is basically Sarah's week of eating the restaurants that are too expensive the rest of the year.
Nice.
Yeah, that was going to be my point too. Is it's a nice time to try out a place that might be a little expensive, and you're tight in the wallet. Wait, purse strings, wallet.
Yeah.
And we've
got the kids out of town all week, so we have plans to try a different restaurant every day. That's
really?
Excellent. So you got to give me an itinerary.
Have you looked at any yet?
No.
Okay.
So you're ill prepared.
I have no idea what's
okay,
out there.
Gotcha. Well, it is coming up. It is the 15th. So you better start planning. It goes till the 21st. There are a large amount of restaurants. Do you see how I didn't use plethora? Yes.
We made you all self-conscious about it.
You did. That's... Are you wanting to stay around your area, or can you venture elsewhere?
You mean cross more than one river? I don't know. That's
since the bridge is out,
it's
like...
Pittsburgh. I know. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you some of my two top picks for this specific restaurant week is Twisted Frenchman, because it is not only a higher-end restaurant, which is going to reflect in the prices, but it is a experience. And so this is really the time to go, because it's a great, great experience. That's all I can say in terms of, you just get a lot of really different kind of dishes. If you're adventurous, this is the place for you. If you're not, you might want to avoid it. But they basically put on a show with the presentation of your food. So,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they a show, and not like a put on a show where Joe's Crab Shack, they go and dance, but
like puppets.
No,
he seems perfect. Extremely long, embarrassing birthday song.
That's saved for your birthday, Sarah. They come to your table and they serve you and pour soups over different items. I don't know. I'm not explaining this well, but it's really cool. They make things smoke and do a lot of cool things. Anyway. I'm not explaining this well. All you have to do is go. And it's $30.16 for three courses. So it's a really, really
That's
great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, a really great price. And then the other place that holds a special place in my heart, because
I feel like I know what you're going to say. No, wait. Go, keep going.
Is it Kaleidoscope?
Yes!
Yay. I love Kaleidoscope. And I think they do a really good job of featuring their great menu items, and also it's BYOB, and it's a little off the beaten path in Lawrenceville.
Like, crazy good food that they put a lot of care and effort into.
Yes, I would. That's exactly the way to describe it. It's a great place, and BYOB. Did I already say
also,
that?
Also, one thing that's nice about the Restaurant Week menu, too, is a lot of places basically do either you get one option for each course and that's it. That's what's available. There's maybe two to choose from. But they have a ton of stuff. It's basically a whole menu of its own. So,
oh my gosh, I'm like looking at this menu. This is even bigger than I've ever seen it before. This is so much food. It's awesome. Ugh, flourless chocolate tour.
See the words Brussels sprout, cheese, and prosciutto all together in one meal, which makes me very happy.
This is a phenomenal menu. Yeah, I definitely, and they're right next to each other on the Pittsburgh Restaurant Week website, Twisted Frenchman and Kaleidoscope. I misspoke. It's $35.16 for Twisted Frenchman. Sorry, but it's totally worth it. So I think those are my top picks. Josh, you better get on your phone and make a reservation ASAP.
Did you see me playing with my phone just now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Okay.
Just putting it all in my calendar.
If you want something a little more, well, I would say Kaleidoscope is casual.
Yeah,
I also
they're pretty casual.
Love Jean G Noodle Bar, formerly Grit and Grace.
I have not been since they've changed to the noodle bar format.
It's very good. I love noodles, so it's an easy sell for me. But it is focusing, I think, a little bit more on ramen and a little, I would say, more heavily towards the Asian.
Do you have any
flavor.
Tips for eating ramen without getting broth all over yourself?
Cutting
probably
the noodles.
When it comes in a soup type thing.
I think you just have to hold the bowl like
just
close
like really
to your
close
face.
To your face.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I see people just kind of like just
shoveling in.
Yeah.
And,
basically,
that's,
yeah,
that's,
without
the, that's the only thing I've been able to come up with, but it looks so inelegant. I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress, Josh?
Inelegant food. I love going to Morton's Steakhouse for Restaurant Week, which I know is, I like to support local places too, but this is someplace I would never go to outside of Restaurant Week. It's just too expensive. Other than, I believe sometime in August, also later in the month, is National Filet Mignon Day. Fun tip. And it's like mid-month, and they do $1 filet mignon sliders.
What?
Yeah.
Sliders?
Yeah.
Like on a bun?
Yes. It's amazing. They're $1 each.
Josh is picking up his phone again.
We used to go, and I worked downtown, a couple coworkers and I would go for our like dinner break, and we'd go down there, and I think last year we each had a dozen.
Oh my gosh. And they're
at how much? A buck?
A buck, yeah.
Holy Lord.
It's ridiculous. And they're so good. It's basically, it's truly just a piece of beef like slapped on a bun and like pretty, you know, like
but low key,
but it's
right?
Yeah, but it's still so good. There's really not a lot of like garnish or anything, but yeah, it's worth it.
Well,
but,
hell, I mean, even just plain old hamburger at a buck a pop, that's not a terrible deal.
Yeah, no, it's a really good deal. So I recommend that too.
Classy. But that's,
those are the two times you can get a really good deal at Morton's. So
I was also going to say I like the cocktail and food pairings that some places offer. So for a little bit more, you can get some cocktail pairings with your meal, and Tender in Lawrenceville is doing that. So you'll be able to get your meal and then also a cocktail pairing as well, which actually I think it's included in the price now that I look at the menu. $30.16. I don't know. It looks like it's not extra, so that's kind of awesome. Be wary if it is extra, but I like a cocktail. Good cocktail
pairing.
Yeah,
some places usually do wine pairings too for an extra however much. Which you have to look on the Restaurant Week website and see. But
I very much enjoy a good cocktail or a wine pairing with my meal.
What's food without booze?
I know. It's really, there's no point.
Right, yeah.
So, Josh, you have some good ideas?
I got lots of good ideas.
Okay, good.
And
so
maybe I'll go to yelp.com later and get some more ideas.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Go and look at the reviews so you can make the best choice possible.
Yeah. You have to make sure you Instagram all your meals so we can see that.
I don't do that.
Well, I'm going to set
you
up one.
By which I mean Instagram. I don't do Instagram.
I'm going to set up an Instagram that's like at Josh Eats.
Feel free to create a parody account.
I know. I was going to say.
I'd be honored.
It's going to be.
It's just men at restaurants and cargo shorts.
Yeah. Right, totally. That's my handle. I'm going to register that right now.
Men in cargo shorts. Drinking beer. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, we have
that about covers it.
We have a great Instagram for Josh. So if you would like to do more than just eat this week. Upcoming week, I should say, or dance off the calories. Summer Fridays in bed by 10 is, so in bed by 10 is a fun dance party that you are in bed by 10. It ends at 9 p.m. It's usually at Spirit, but they're actually doing it at Frick on Friday. Sorry.
That should be a thing.
I know. Frick on Friday. Frickin' frack. Anyway, so 5 to 9 p.m., they are doing the In Bed by 10 dance party, and it's going to be outdoors, and it is all ages, so you can jam with the fam. Oh, my gosh. What am I doing?
Wow, Rachel.
I'm getting crazy.
This is amazing. Keep going.
You can jam with the fam.
Yeah.
At In Bed by 10 on August 12th, Friday.
I think there should be like a laser light show, you know, where they like play Pink Floyd or something and do lasers.
I think
like,
you're just
like
creating
the Science
your
Center
own
laser show.
So that, yes. So that, and you have to do it at Frick Park. So you would call it
Floyd at Frick.
So you would call it
Floyd at Frick?
Frickin' laser beams.
Oh my gosh.
God, we are dead.
Oh, that was a lot of work for not much of a payoff. I'm just going to be in the corner now.
Oh,
please continue without me.
It's okay. Well, it was a good effort. It's okay.
We appreciate it.
If you are into craft, I'm sorry, I'm still like recovering from that. if you are into crafts and drafts, which I know you are, Josh.
Always.
They are doing a party at Society for Contemporary Craft on Smallman,
ooh,
where they will be serving craft beer. And you'll be able to check out their exhibits as well as embellish your paper hop flowers. So that's kind of cool. I don't
what
even
does
know.
That what even mean?
So it's paper hop, paper with hop flowers and wet on wet collage with vintage. Oh my gosh, I can't.
I still don't know what that means.
Try
I'm
again.
Sorry.
I think you should go because this sounds awesome and I don't know what it is.
I think we got it. I think contemporary craft needs to do a breakdown a little more for the layperson.
Well, so it looks like all of the stuff that they're using is kind of the leftovers from the brewing process. So it says using grains, fibers, vines reclaimed from manufacturing of beer. Students,
and what are we doing with them? Making things out of them?
Students will create golden handmade papers. Embellish your paper with hot flowers. So there's hot flowers.
Okay.
And then.
So, okay. I think I understand.
Yes. Maybe that was my part, operator error, that I did not describe that right.
We learned so much, though. I'm glad we took this journey together.
Yeah. Okay, good. So it sounds really interesting, actually. And if you are into hops and crafting, this is the perfect thing. Or if you just like beer and want to make a mess, it's probably a good time.
You can, you know, just use it to like keep a running list of your favorite beers on your beer paper.
Mm-hmm. With hop flowers. Mark it down by hop flowers. And then on Sunday, we have Wine-a-Palooza, Totally 80s.
Oh, boy.
Which, I know, which is at Stage AE. And from $30 to $50, just depending on what session you get and at the door, you'll be able to imbibe on some delicious wine. And there is actually a bunch of different sessions. So you could be the early bird at 11. Start drinking at 11. 11 to 2.
A.M.
11 a.m.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
That sounds excellent.
That's yeah.
That's about right. That's on about Sunday. When I'm off work.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sunday.
That's called brunch.
With just wine.
Yeah.
I think they'll have some snacks. But there's four different sessions that you can choose from. And obviously, Stage AE is a great venue outside. And you'll get your Wine-a-Palooza on. I also have on Sunday, if you are of the furry friend persuasion, they're doing a Catapalooza at Western Pennsylvania Humane Society.
Wait, if you're a furry?
Not that furry.
Slightly confusing.
Side note,
if you are a furry, too.
Yeah, side note, I did see furries with a real furry over the furry convention. They had dogs with them. I was like, this is meta.
Was it wearing meta, a yes. human costume?
I know that would.
Which was which?
Mm-hmm. I know it was hard to tell. Right now, I will speak from the crazy cat lady inside and say that this is high cat season. Kittens are everywhere. They're getting it on, and the kittens are everywhere. So this is the time. Josh is like, I can't believe you just described it that way. This is the time to adopt a kitten. They have a ton. A lot of times, they have too many to even house, so they need to find some great homes.
Aww.
So they're going to be doing an event from 2 to 5 on the north side, and you'll be able to do cat-themed activities. They'll have vendors and a bake sale, as well as adopting a adorable cat.
Does that mean like you're going to bat around a string? Or like, what are these?
I'm going to reference SNL, but Will Ferrell auditioned with a cat-themed skit where he was like an executive at a cat toy company, and he had to like play with the cat toys to see if they worked.
That's hilarious.
It's really funny. It's on the Best of Will Ferrell. You can watch. Anyway, we also have Rant Rock All Night, which is in Lawrenceville all weekend long. So if you are into local bands and or rocking all night.
Always.
Headbanging all night. I'd like to see that. Headbanging.
I'd like to party every day. Mm-hmm. I don't always rock and roll all night.
Sure.
Somebody stop me.
If I do, if I'm drinking wine at 11 a.m., I won't be able to stay up to party all night.
Well, maybe that's at the end of the weekend, though. So you
get up
rock
early,
all night.
Hit the wine.
But then I won't be able to get up early for drinking wine.
All the cats you can eat.
I also want to mention, not only is it Sarah's birthday this week, there is brunch with the baby sloth on Sunday at 10:30 at the National Aviary.
My friend, the sloth.
You guys have a special relationship, don't you?
Yeah, basically we're in love. I did a story on him and we're in love. Yeah.
I was retelling the story because I think it's so hilarious how you described it about you holding the mic up to the baby sloth, and the baby sloth was like,
Yeah, just like as slowly, like comically slowly as was possible, just kind of reached its little like claws up and was like,
I love it. Well, if you
let the record show, you did a sort of flopping wrist gesture. How you describe it.
Yeah.
If there was a video.
For the audio listener, yes.
If you like to brunch with a baby sloth, maybe it'll have a big hat on while it brunches. 10:30 and 12:30. Will be the sessions. And
I wonder, did they say what kind of food they'll have? Because when I was there, they were feeding the sloth, and he was eating just kind of like a mush of like sweet potatoes and kale and stuff.
There is, in fact, a menu. The catering company at the aviary is Atria's.
Oh.
So The menu is roasted vegetable frittata with salsa verde, a bourbon glazed ham. This all sounds good. So it is not the mush.
Okay. So you will not be dining on the same food as the sloth.
No. Cinnamon swirl good French to clear toast. Up. Wow.
So you got two of the seven deadly sins right there. Gluttony.
Mm-hmm. And sloth.
Sloth.
Oh. We just need to get the other ones. Right,
I have to go to bed, you guys.
I know. So let's wrap up because Josh really needs to take a breather. Yeah. And Sarah needs to go party for her birthday.
Yeah, dude. Got to go get some fat pants for next week, too, so I can eat at all these restaurants.
Yeah, word. So go see. If you see Sarah this week, wish her a happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
So long.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.